Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Pure bliss. That must be the life that Rick Schlesinger lives. Brewers President of Business Operations joins us now. I want you to really kind of go back with me here. When you took this job and they brought you in, Wendy Selig Preeb, could you ever have envisioned the amount of success this baseball team has had?
Yeah, I mean, it's been remarkable. I came here, you know, after the Brewers had lost 106 games, and there was a lot of, you know, angst and concern. And
angst and concern because it was, what, year two of American Family Field? And we thought, hey, new field, more money coming in, more revenue, here we go. And then we had a horrible season. Yeah, we were mad.
Yeah, no, I get it. And, it's been a great ride. And the last, you know, since 2017, it's been, you know, we've had 2008, 2011, some great years, but yeah, this period now is really great. And you get greedy though, you know, you feel like, okay, winning the division, check the box, you know, going past the first round, check a box, getting to the LCS, check a box, getting to the World Series, check a box, winning the World Series, check a box. So we want to check some boxes, and you know, so what might have been a dream in 2003 of, you know, being 500 or even getting to the postseason, now, you know, we're a mature organization. We're beyond that. So it's we're in a great position, but a lot of work to do. And I think, you know, we are focused on bigger and better things, and we have to go through a series of steps, but we're right where we want to be. And it's certainly a fun ride and we're enjoying it, but we're focused on bigger prizes.
Let's talk about something else. We're going to get to the playoff tickets and all the details of that. How about you get here, you go through the whole, here comes Fielder, here comes Weeks and Hart and Hardy, here they all come through the farm system, and then you make that run. You don't get the ultimate prize necessarily, the World Series, but you still have unbelievable success. And now you're still here, and there's another group of young guys, position players, that all come up together at the Major League roster, and this is year one of what we're assuming is going to be a big window again.
Yeah, I think the one constant is my brilliant leadership. I think you just
hit
it. It's nothing to do with the players in the field. It's
absolutely
my, you know, business operations acumen,
yes,
expertise, excellence, all that. Yeah, no, it's exciting because the team is a young team. And, you know, we have a really good farm system, but we've got some really good young players playing at the major league level. Obviously, Jackson Chourio is sort of the star of the class, but I like the guys that are surrounding him. I like the prospects coming up. And, you know, Matt Arnold's done a great job. Pat Murphy's done a great job. So, you know, it's to keep retooling and keep retooling at a high level so that we don't want to have 4 or 5 or 6 years of rebuilding. We don't like that. You know, we don't want to be in the wilderness. We want to be competitive. And even if you retool, you could still be competitive. It's hard. But Matt Arnold's done a great job. Pat Murphy's done a great job. The baseball staff's done a great job.
Talking with Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. We're going to talk about Brewers playoff tickets going on sale Friday and a cool deal, an event they got going on Friday around that. I got another one for you. I don't think I've ever asked you. When do you know that they have a stud to market around? Do they come and tell you, hey, the next superstar is Jackson Chourio. He's going to be here. Hey, we got this kid, Prince Fielder. He's amazing. Get ready. Like, do they give you a heads up from a marketing perspective of we're going to want to market around this guy once he gets here before you even actually ever see him play?
Well, you know, I think, like everybody else, we certainly pay attention to the farm system, and we certainly pay attention to who's drafted. You know, we in Milwaukee are going to, you know, market the players that are here. We're going to, you know, sort of get the fans socialized to the future prospects, but the reality is the fans want to see and fall in love with the players in Milwaukee. And whether they're Nashville or Biloxi or Carolina, the fans are, you know, they'll be excited, but the difference is Milwaukee. So, yeah, we knew Jackson Chourio was a tremendous talent, and so we were prepared. I didn't expect him to have the year he's having at a 20-year-old, but, you know, we sort of know which prospects are potentially going to be there, and then we'll talk to baseball folks. And, you know, there's a balance. You don't want to overpromise, underdeliver. You don't want to put extra pressure on these guys. You want them to perform and let the marketing coalesce about their performance and not about the hype. So, you know, but we'll take advantage of it. That's why we, for example, we had a Jackson Chourio bobblehead that was not part of the original bobblehead schedule. But, you know, in May, we said, this guy is obviously good. We knew he was struggling, but we had a lot of belief in his ability. And I said, let's do it. This guy's going to have a good second half. And sure enough, he's had an amazing second half.
Is he the hottest selling jersey right now in the pro shop?
He is.
Yeah, I would have to imagine so. Okay, let's talk about playoff tickets going on sale. Tickets for the first round of the postseason games go on sale when?
Friday at 10 a.m. is the on sale for individuals who are not season seat holders. Obviously, season seat holders have been purchasing tickets in advance because of the privilege of being a season seat holder. But for the general public, it goes on sale at 10 a.m. Now, we have this prep rally in the parking lot from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Friday. And people who come to that prep rally are going to get a special QR code. They can have early access to those tickets before the general on sale to the public at 10 a.m. But it's going to be fun. We're going to have brats. We're going to have brewer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
First flags, we're going to have Robin Yount, Pat Murphy, and other celebrities in the sports world, Sidney Moncrief.
Driver.
Donald Driver, great, you know, Wisconsin legends. So it'll be a lot of fun, and it's worth getting up early to come here.
So let me see if I got this right. Between 6 and 9 a.m., I can go, I have brats for breakfast. I can meet all these cool guys like Robin Yount and Donald Driver and so forth. And I have a chance to buy tickets early. Now, when I get this QR code, can I buy them as soon as I have the QR code, or do I have to still wait longer?
No, you can get, as soon as you get the QR code, welcome aboard.
So if you get there at 6 a.m. and you get a QR code, you can buy tickets at 6, which is 4 hours before they go on sale at 10.
Yep.
And what time are you opening gates to let people in?
6 a.m.
So people can start lining up in line outside at like 4 a.m. if they want.
Yes, although candidly, I would tell people they don't have to do that. There's going to be, we have plenty of brats, plenty of car flags, plenty of QR codes. You know, people need their sleep. You know, I don't want them driving bleary-eyed and you know, maybe get into an accident. And, you know, we get people have families. You can't abandon your children. But if they get here at 6 a.m., I promise you, you will have your brat, you'll have your flag, you'll have your QR code, you'll be able to see the celebs. I'll be there shaking hands, kissing babies. I'm sure that'll drive, you know, three people to the ballpark. But, yeah, there'll be plenty of opportunities for all these people to have a great experience and still get some shut-eye before.
You know, you've come a long way. Back when we used to talk, you never dropped one-liners. Now you've dropped like 3 one-liners in this interview, Rick. You really have come a long way, buddy.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten a lot of sleep lately, so I think, you know, it's purely based on adrenaline. I'm not even sure what I'm saying half the time, but if I figure if it's in English and I don't offend any people, I've accomplished a lot for the day.
Yeah, so I want to emphasize drive-through. Does that mean then, as you drive through, get your bra, get your QR code, whatever else, does that mean they're not allowed to park and tailgate in the parking lot and set up their grills and do their whole thing if they want?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I'm assuming that people will drive, get their hot dog. If they want to park, that's fine. If somebody's going to tailgate, I don't know that I'm going to stop them. I don't know that we'll have a lot of people doing that early, but I think people will have an opportunity to park. You know, they take pictures, but a lot of people will be in their cars because, you know, they're dropping kids off at school or they're going to work. Some people might be coming home from work, third shifters or whatever. So it'll be a mixture of people. And the main thing is for people to have fun and enjoy themselves and celebrate, you know, this next chapter in the 2024 Brewers.
I'm saying
there's a lot of chapters left to be written.
Absolutely. I'm saying you take off work on Friday, you get tickets for the game Friday night, you get there in the morning, start the tailgating, and then just stay there all day and hang out in the parking lot.
Well, you could. I would tell you at some point we'd probably want you to go on. You know, we have a game that night, and eventually people have to come and park, and we're going to have nice crowds for the weekend. So
yes.
At some point, you can't keep your parking space forever. You know, you don't have a life estate in your parking space. You gotta relinquish it.
Again, this Friday, you want to be a part of this drive-through prep rally. First time I've heard of one of these. From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in American Family Field, fans will receive a free Brewers car flag and Johnsonville Brat, along with early access to purchase tickets before they go on sale to the general public at 10 a.m. on Friday. So if you don't go to this thing, you still have your chance to get playoff tickets at 10 a.m. on Friday. If you do go between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., you can get them right away as soon as you have the QR code. You can buy them right there in your car as soon as you get the QR code. Fans will also see some familiar faces, Robin Yount, Donald Driver, Sidney Moncrief, amongst many that are going to be out there, including Roscoe, the Admirals mascot, is going to be out there too. How cool is that?
Absolutely.
Like that.
We're going to have our mascots, Roscoe. Yeah, some famous Wisconsin-related sports celebrities. It'll be a lot of fun, and you know we're excited. I mean, this is hopefully the beginning of a long run, and a lot of still 12 regular season games or 11 regular season games to go, which are meaningful because we want to keep winning and we want to win one of the top spots in the National League and get a first round bye. So that's important, and you know there's a lot of fun games left to go.
You bring that up. Let's clarify. I get these tickets. That could mean technically the second round of the playoffs if they buy. That does not mean these are no longer good if they buy.
No, these if we are playing in the wild card round, obviously the tickets that people buy on Friday, that's good for those games. If we are fortunate to have a buy, the price, the money they spent is applicable towards tickets for
the next
the division series round. So, but having said that, it's possible, for example, that somebody, bought the tickets, but now that we're getting a buy, they might not be able to make the game or something. Obviously, you can get a refund, but most people are going to be very excited to be able to have the sort of the first access to the division series round, and that would be great. I mean, if the first games were played here are division series games, that means we had a very successful final games and we beat past the Phillies or the Dodgers, which would be great.
It would be. Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, joining us. Rick, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. There he is, Rick Schlesinger here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.